Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
That sounds so good to the Lord tonight. Woo! The whole earth sings your praise, Jesus. The whole world sings your praise, Father. We bow in humble adoration. We bow in humble, oh glory, we bow in humble adoration. What a good, good Father, we bow in humble adoration.
Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord from the depth of your heart. Bless Him. Bless His holy name. We give you praise. Shende kade roko shende. Oh yes, we bless you, Father. Enye oba ugo, oh mi oba.
Enye oba ugo.
Lay all,
go before the Lord and just bless him. Oh, we bless you. Lang here I come, so long me run. He won all on. Lang here I come, so long me run.
He won all on.
Lang here I come, so long me run.
He won all on.
Lang here. Let's just go before the Lord and bless him from the depth of our hearts. Upon your feet and give the Lord a big, big, big shout of praise. Yeah. Is that the best you can do? Oh, yes. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Thank you. And what do we say to streams of life? God bless you. Please be seated. Always a blessing. Who is excited about Bible study again? Are you sure? Let me first start by airing a concern. One of my concerns, I'm just going to say it briefly, I don't want to say much about it, is that we're in a generation where if, for instance, people want to download messages, and you see a message titled The Gospel, they just move on. But if I put the portal of the power, you see, why? So it's bizarre, yeah. Yeah, it's bizarre. On Sunday in Lagos, we're discussing about the power of the gospel. Oh my God. And so I saw that anywhere, so I was checking your service and I saw that anywhere the gospel is preached with clarity,
Jesus is there to bear witness. It's there.
Do you believe it? All right. So, I'm just going to give this word of encouragement to those who have teaching as part of their assignment to continue laboring. Amen. Stay on it and labor. You see, you don't give a generation what they want. You give them what God has instructed you to give them. You don't switch message or method because of the demand of the generation. Uh-huh. God in his infinite wisdom has seen a greater demand. So he sent you. Are you following what I'm saying here? So tell your neighbor, stay with it. Praise God. So let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to foundation. So let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so I told you that the root word for the word gospel from the Greek word is euangelizo, which means to proclaim good news. That's the root word. The reason why we go back to those root words is because so we can understand the context of usage according to scriptures. There are many words that are not literal. You need to understand the context of usage. So it's the word euangelizo, which means, I'm not speaking Italian, I'm speaking Greek, okay? Which means to proclaim good news. Or to announce good news. All right? Or to tell good news. Another word used for that word, gospel, in scripture, is the word euangelion. Euangelion or gelion. It's not really G like that. Which means good news. So the context of the word gospel is either used as a proclamation or as the good message itself. So when you are preaching the gospel, it is good news. Amen? I say when we are preaching the gospel, it is good news. Aha. The message of the gospel is not a threat. It's not a threatening message. Amen? Tomorrow might be too late, it's not the gospel. Now, you didn't hear that. Probably you didn't like it. Yeah. I said tomorrow might be too late, it's not the gospel. Is a threat. Are you following what I'm saying? When it is the gospel, it is good news. How many of you have received good news before? Huh? If I come to tell you now that church, good news, and I call him forward, I say, good news. Hey! Amen. I say, good news. You say, oh God. You know what is coming. So, yeah, the way we have rejoiced in advance like that. Sit down, sit down. It's still good news. So when you hear good news, people are excited. Yeah. Yeah. You know, sometimes you feel that nobody should be hearing the gospel and be smiling. So you feel, let me add my own. So they can know how serious it is. If this person is not crying, you have not preached. Okay? You can't add to what Christ has done. Amen? In fact, the message of the gospel has no hell inside. There's no hell. Now, we are talking about doctrine. Amen? I said amen. Now, how... You know, sometimes I kind of wonder how we got to the point where we have made it so possible that we start using hell to threaten ourselves. Is hell real? Yes. In fact, Jesus spoke about it many times in the New Testament. He did. But if you tell a sinner, all right, somebody who is smoking, that you are going to hell, okay, how will that liberate him? So I ask people, when you meet people who tell you that what I'm doing, I know I'm going to hell and I'm ready to go to hell, do you still have a message for such a person? Because what you want to threaten the person with, he believes it and is ready to go there. No, there's a cult. There's a cult that some musical guys belong to in some of these European countries. They call it something, something 27. Once an artist gets to age 27 and you are in that cult, you die. So, yeah. And they will be posting it online that the time has come. Several of them have died like that. So if you say it's death, have you seen people who go to do a ritual and they tell the person that once you do this ritual, you are going to enjoy this money for 7 years, then you die. They say, let me die. Say, well, I've been suffering, so nobody look. Say, so that 7 years, they will enjoy is eating pepper soup with one hand and eating, what else do you eat? He say, oh, you don't know that one. It's food. And although he's eating everything with another hand and he's drinking and they say they are ready to die. But the message of the gospel is the good news. It is good for anyone and everyone. And we have to know this. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. Now look at what Paul was telling the Corinthians. He said, moreover, brethren, I declare, I preach, I announce unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand. So it matters the gospel you have believed, though, by which also ye are saved. If ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Look at verse 3. Now, he's showing them the content of the message he preached. He said, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. So, Christ, the death of Christ, as far as we are concerned, is not a bad news. The death of Christ is a good news. Because however how painful it is, it was really painful. Amen? In fact, people don't really survive the scourging. Because most times, by the time you are done, the Roman soldiers are done scourging someone, the vital organs are already out. Some of them bleed to death, scourging. But he survived it. And the Bible even says that all those stripes we imagine, say by that stripes we are healed. And then they still made him carry his own cross. You see? They made him carry his own cross until he was assisted. And made him carry the cross to Golgotha. Golgotha. Carried his meat, they were dragging him on the floor. And they nailed him in hands and leg. And they forced the crown of thorn to his head. And the Bible said, that's still good news. So this is the gospel. How that Christ died. So Christ was not murdered. He laid down his life for our sins. He said, according to the scriptures, Christ died for our sins. Yes, verse 4. And that he was buried and rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures. You know, I was asking them in Lagos that if you were amongst the disciples of Jesus, having seen all those miracles, what do you think would have been running through their mind? Probably Peter would have said, for him to pick that guy's ears and put it back, and accept to go here, he's about to show them something they've never seen before. He will just speak now, and the ground will open and swallow all of them. You know those sons of thunders, they were also there, that said, should we call down fire? So they would have been expecting that he's too big to die like that. They would have been looking and saying, no. He's about to show them some unusual wonders. Until, all of a sudden, maybe Judas was also pinned somewhere and said, no, he can't die. He can't die. Until he said, I am thirsty. And they put vinegar in his mouth. And he shook his head and said, it is finished. What do you think Judas would have said? Ah, I thought you were going to come down. Because he was a fraudster. He didn't sell Jesus with the intention that Jesus will die. He knew his power and he thought that he was going to find a way and disappear. Because at several times they wanted to kill him and he disappeared. So he thought that was going to happen. And all of a sudden, they saw his head dropped. Eh? Komimo, he's not breathing. Jesus, you didn't tell us this, how it will be. Oh? And let's assume they have Twitter. Number one trend, Jesus of Nazareth. Number two trend, RIP. And then you'll now be seeing pictures. Ah, when he came to Bethesda, my uncle was the one that he rose. He woke up, he made to walk. When he came to Nazareth, I was among those he touched. Ah, what blind Bartimaeus? Ah, I can see now because of him. And everywhere on everybody's picture, RIP. Oh, Jesus of Nazareth, gone too soon. 33 and a half. Oh, gone too soon. Ah, they've killed him. Peter will say, don't worry. He's going to wake up tonight. Day one. He didn't wake up. Do you know what it feels to lose somebody? And you have to sleep the first night. And they will not be in the house. Have you felt it before? That was what they must have felt. That you mean Jesus is no longer going to sleep on his bed. He's now inside the grave. Day two. They watch all the embalmment and everything. You mean he's really, you mean this great man is really gone? Day two. He's gone. The disciples couldn't go out and buy cornflakes and buy those things. They were sneaking because they were looking for them. But on the third day, the trend shifted. No longer RIP. The Bible says that out of the grave came bursting forth. And then Mary was going there early in the morning, as usual, just to check on the body. But this time around, there was no longer stone on the tomb. An angel had rolled away the stone and sat there to claim responsibility. We did it. That the kingdom that did this is not obscure. They were only quiet for that season. It was for the plan of God to come to pass. That kingdom is not defenseless. The angel sat on it and said, why seek ye the living amongst the dead? He has risen as he told you. Now go and tell the brethren. And she came back. Where is Jesus? We saw the body as usual. Another said, no, there was nobody. The cloth was there in the shape it was laid, but he's risen. He is risen. Never to die again. He rose. That's the good news. He didn't, death could not hold him captive. That's the good news. Where is Buddha? They have his grave where it is. But Jesus, the Bible says that if the power that raised Christ from the grave be in you, the same spirit will quicken your mortal bodies. Third day, trends shifted. Nobody could say late Jesus. Nobody. He rose. All those tears that, so he will no longer be in the house with us. For 40 days he was still with them. He was eating fish, he was eating bread. I don't know why they like bread and fish then, but must have been quite nice. Well, he was eating fish, was eating bread, was teaching them, was talking to them. They could touch him. Thomas was doubting. He said, come and pierce your hand in my side. He touched it. Put your hand in the holes. He picked it there. The same Jesus. That's the gospel we brought. That our Jesus is not late. He is not X. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the gospel. He didn't just die. He rose. He rose. Alright. I'm still going to talk to you about some vital aspects. Because there are good gist in between the lines. Are you following what I'm saying? Powerful gist. What do you think would have become of us if now when you go on any pilgrimage journey to Israel, if at all we have reasons to go, They now show you and say, this is the skeleton of Jesus, well preserved. You can't preserve it, sir. He didn't suffer the body of his Holy One to see corruption. So, you couldn't have killed a man like that that has power over death. He definitely laid down his life for a purpose. The Bible says that if the prince of this world had known, they would never have. The devil could not imagine it. So it's the devil said, even if you are the Lamb of God and all that, and you are going to offer the sacrifice, you are going to become the sacrifice, who is the high priest that will offer it? But in that system, the offering is the offerer. Yes. Ah, yes. Oh, yes. Anywhere this message is preached, it is the power of God unto salvation. No matter how dark the place is, the light of God enters. No matter how vicious the devil has been in tormenting them, no matter how dark demonic forces are in the family, once the gospel comes in, light has entered. See, listen to me. Many of you go to places and you are afraid of demonic clusters. You go to families, some villages to preach, some places. You say, why is this place so thick? Why are they carrying rituals? Forget about the cosmetics and the costumes. Give them Jesus. If Jesus can come in, everything turns around. Everything. I shared with them on Sunday about a place, a village like that we went to. Yeah, village outreach. Got to this village. I said, these people are different. The atmosphere I'm seeing in this village is not an atmosphere you see in a place that they need Jesus. Something is strange about this village. There's a wall. There's a presence here. So I called somebody and I said, I want to know more about this village. And he said, he spoke to me Yoruba. He said, there in this village, everybody is a Christian. And then they gather for night devotion every night. And then they also gather for morning devotion. I said, no wonder. Do you know how mighty you are in the spirit realm? The greatest power in the universe is in you. But you go about with your head bent because you feel you still need some more dimensions. There is no dimension deeper than Jesus. There's no dimension deeper than Jesus. Do you have Jesus? Now you're not talking like you're even proud of it. Yeah. Let me ask you again. Do you have Jesus? Yeah. You mean the same Jesus? Yeah. The one who stands before the throne making intercession for us? The same advocate, the Word became flesh, is also in you? Yeah. That's the mystery. Christ in you. The hope of God. That's the mystery. We are not saying these things to excite ourselves. We have to be conscious of this reality. Very, very conscious. Hey. I'm telling you. The gospel is what the world needs. The gospel. This message must be preached in all nations. In every part of the world. The gospel. And that's what Paul was telling the Romans. Is it Romans 1, what is that? Is it 18? Yeah, is it 16? Yeah. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed. I'm never going to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Yeah, it is the power of God. Unto what? Salvation. The gospel is the power of God. Whenever the gospel is preached, the power of God is made manifest. The power of God is made manifest. See, don't add to it. So, whether the fellow is smoking, whether the fellow is drinking, whether you are preaching to a prostitute, somebody who has been moral all the fellow's life, the fellow needs to know that Christ died for him, for us. All right? And then he rose again for our justification. And see, the gateway is this. If you believe in your heart and confess, is that simple? Do you believe this message you have just received in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God? Can you confess Him? Now, when you confess Him, whether you feel like born again or not, born again is not a feeling. You have been reborn. Nicodemus could not understand it. He said, will I have to enter again? Will a man enter again second time to his mother's womb? You are far from the reality. See, somebody, listen to me. Somebody is smoking and you preach the gospel to the person. That doesn't mean tomorrow the fellow will still not have appetite to smoke. He's still going to feel like smoking. Yeah. Or somebody is an adult, you preach the gospel to the person. That doesn't mean tomorrow is never, the fellow is not going to feel like doing hookup. Do you know what hookup is? Even me, I don't know. But hookup is hookup. The fellow is still going to feel like. But you see, by the virtue of that life, the fellow has received in the spirit. The fellow is already implicated. Are you following what I'm saying now? That life is potent enough to begin to bear change from inside out. The transformation a believer goes through is not change then come. It is come experience the change. It is from inside out. This power is potent enough to transform any man. Any man. And let me say this to you. When you preach the gospel to anybody, it is the Holy Spirit that convicts them. Not your oratory skill. When you know this, you know peace. The Holy Spirit convicts them. You know how I gave my life to Christ? I returned from a party that night. Yeah. Even when I don't look like one who has come to parties. But it doesn't change the fact. That's how I would wear tie and still go to party. I was obviously not part of them. But I was part of them. And I'm passing on the street. DJ Son! Yo, boy, how far? I want to buy my G-Unit jeans like that. That jeans has plenty. It has a big pocket. Yeah. When I go to the market, I look for shoes that I'm oversized. There's one like that. They call Timberland. Yeah. We were there together, all of us. Yes. So that's the shoe. That's the shoe for the boys. You know. So that party, that girl, I was also, because my friend that was doing the birthday, so I was also doing MC for him at the same time. I don't even know how I was doing it. I've learned to multitask since. So the boy, we're doing something they call devil's basket. Do you know devil's basket? Yeah. You look like somebody who knows. Yeah. This pastor here doesn't know all those things. He's been born again since. Yeah. My wife knows plenty Deuteronomy and all those things. But thank God for my life. So devil's basket. So that thing you pick, it's indeed devil's basket. You pick something, then you do what you are told to do, or you pay a fine. You know it? Uh-huh. So this girl, like that, picked her own. I can never forget what was there. And the thing says she's going to dance with somebody without her legs touching the ground. I don't know what kind of dance. Yeah, it's bizarre. And the fellow is also going to now kiss her. Ah. So, I said, go ahead and do what you are told to do now or you pay fine. So, the girl was to pick somebody from the crowd. So, the girl looked around and then faced me and said, I pick you. So, my legs, my hands were shaking. You know, sometimes you find yourself in places you know this is not your place in destiny. But you don't know why you are there. Yeah. That's why you don't judge anybody. Just show them the gospel. So I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So my friend had to bail me out. Yeah. So I got home. And, you know, my father was waiting for me outside. And I saw that it looks like someone that's cried in his private place. So he looked at me and he said, if anybody asks you if you are born again, what will you say? I said, I'm born again. I didn't send him anymore. He said, I'm born again. Ah. He shook his head, looked at me again, and he said, Femi, if you are righteous, you are righteous. If you are not,
You are not. Good night. How powerful is that message? Just a very simple message. But the Holy Ghost sat on it. The Holy Ghost sat on it. The Holy Ghost sat on it. And I got to my room. I couldn't sleep as usual. And I found myself crying. I said, Lord Jesus, I need you. I need you. I need you. Lord Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. All of a sudden, it occurred to me I'm tired of the life I was living. That's conviction. The Holy Ghost convicts you of sin. You know that this is not my life anymore. That's what happens when you preach to a person. They go back to their room. They go back to their houses. And they lock the door. You might have gone, but the Holy Ghost is there with them. And the guy says, no, I can't continue like this. That's the Holy Ghost. Bearing witness with the gospel. Turning the world for Christ. See, the Holy Ghost is the governor of the harvest. Is the Lord of the harvest. Is very much interested in the harvest of the world. The same way in Genesis 1, when the earth was without form and void. You saw that scripture? And Bible says that darkness upon the face of the deep, but the Spirit of God over us. The Holy Ghost doesn't leave because there's chaos. He's the master over chaos. He stays there. Listen to me. The problem of the world now is not a threat to the Holy Ghost. You don't understand what I'm saying? The world, if we speak, is never irredeemable. And that's why the world will know their biggest problem when the Holy Ghost lives with us. And is no longer on the face of the earth. The world will face trouble. But I make bold to tell you that no born again child of God, blood bought, will be left behind. Yeah. Because the Holy Ghost is the seal of our redemption. Are you following what I'm saying here? It's the seal of our redemption. By that time that all of a sudden, we people that will go online and insult us and say, don't mind all those pastors. Now we have left with the Holy Ghost. The world will now be dark. So what, now that we are laboring, we are trying to make sure that we reduce the number of people that will be left behind. We need to get as many as possible, what? Saved. Let's get them to accept Jesus. The world is in trouble because of their rejection of the gospel. Their rejection of Jesus. Look at what the Bible says in Luke chapter number 10 from verse 1. Luke chapter number 10 from verse 1. Now look at it. After all these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place, whither himself will come. And therefore he said unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. That's the challenge of the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you this? Look up. Are you aware that God is in search of men that are willing to carry the burden of the gospel? No, talk to me now. Let me also tell you this, so this will comfort you. Are you aware that once there are men who are willing to be burdened with these things, it's going to make sure that they are well financed. They are well protected. They are well defended. Yes. Because that is his greatest burden. The Bible says that he makes his angels spirits and his ministers what? Flame of fire. I'm telling you. I've gone to places where people have vowed that we are going to destroy this person. We are indestructible. Because the greatest power in the universe is defending the gospel. That's why church history, every time they have tried to kill the message of the gospel, is the more. The nations where we have the fastest growing churches are nations where they are against the gospel. Iraq, Afghanistan, China. I think one time I saw a story where there was a secret meeting of some church leaders in China. And the man of God who went to hold that meeting was asking those young people, that how many people are you pastoring? And one of the women there, I think the fellow said about 2 million people. 2 million people. Suppose they are not allowing Christians to gather. They are not allowing you guys to gather. So how are you pastoring 2 million people? They are pastoring them in cells, in cell groups and all that. In cell groups.
That's how they are pastoring them. So when they, I can't remember the full story, but when they were talking, the man of God discovered that when he called for Bible verse, the woman is not opening her Bible. She knows everything by head. He said, how do you know all these things? He said, while I was in prison, I learned it. He said, did they give you Bible in prison? He says, no. People smuggle some leaflets, some part that are cut. So we have to quickly memorize it because they will see it. Are you seeing that now? You have Bible you don't read. He says, so when they smuggle those papers, we have to quickly memorize it. So in cutting bit, and there is nothing anybody can do against this message. The greatest power, if you shut the door, if there is a little hole, the power is enough. It's going to enter the hole. As long as light can enter, the gospel will enter. You watch video of people, they line them up and say, they deny Jesus. They say, we are ready to die. You wonder, what have they seen? Oh, yes. The gospel is the power of God. It emboldens people. It emboldens people. I was sharing with people while I was on campus. One time, they called me. And they said, somebody is looking for you and it looks like you're in trouble. So I said, really? I said, the man looked like an abalist. Ah. I said, me? He said, yes. So I dressed up and I went to campus. And I met that old man with all those soil on his hand. And he said he came to see me. I said, me? He said, yes. Then he mentioned, you know, so and so and so person. I said, yes. He said, well, just to let you know that we are not going to come near any of your people. I stand before God and man. He said, we are not going to come near any of your people. Just allow us to do what we are doing in peace. That's all. Have a wonderful time. And he left. I was in part two. Who would have thought that somebody who is high ranking in Kingdom of Darkness will need to come and explain to a part two student, we know you are here. Allow us so I can hinder you with all these costumes and all those things. Oh yes, the greatest power in the universe is at work in us. And we need to know it. We need to know it. We need to know it. So the man, what was I doing? How did he even know who I was? Just gathering people and man, they kaba kaba laba. So while we're doing all those things, some things were shifting. He said, whoever this person is, let's go and tell him we are not coming close to your people. That's the power we carry. I said, that's the power we carry. Yeah! Yes. See, let me tell you something. The gospel has power. And there's the Holy Spirit is also behind the gospel. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of power. But you see, the Bible says that John the Baptist will come in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. In the spirit means in the consecration, in the desire, in the body. In the power means in the manifestation. But when you look at John the Baptist, he said, we are seeing the spirit, but we didn't see the power. Because if you tell Elijah, he's going to call down fire. You can believe in the spirit of the gospel and deny the power. Yeah. You can decide, you don't believe what I'm telling you. You can decide to be very humble and somebody will kidnap you and they will go and cut off your head. But if you realize that the greatest power in the universe is at work, yes, you can command the kingdom of darkness be scattered. Let me tell you something. One of the things that I specialize in doing in ministry is to conduct deliverance for witches. And in all of the cases I've done, it is just one word. So I see that that spirit is very, very light in the spirit realm. Yes, very light. So you look at the person, in the name of Jesus, come out. That's it. You are the one saying, so let's gather ourselves. Seven people now. Fire. What are you talking about? That seven of you would have been doing better things for the kingdom. One demon will entertain you for the entire service. One demon. You have billions all over the world. Hey. Say that I'm not powerless. No, you don't seem to believe it. Say it again, I'm not powerless. Say it again, I'm not powerless. The church of Christ is not weak. No, yes, you don't believe it? The church is not defenseless. The greatest power in the universe is at work in us. We are not without defense. Do you believe it? Yes. Yes. The gospel is powerful. Be seated for a moment. One time, one of my spiritual daughters called me and shared with me that her younger brother is not doing fine at all. The boy was misbehaving, went to join some cult. At some point, police arrested him and they found a gun in his hands. We prayed, reached out to a few people. He was released. He was going so bad. I said, let him come and stay with me. Yes. And when the boy came, and he would have been, he's a pastor, he's going to ward me up. I didn't ward him up. I just left him. He was staying in the house. Join us in prayer every time as we are praying. Join us in doing, by being in this environment, you are implicated. Yes, one night, we were praying, but I noticed I didn't see him. So I went to look for him. So I saw him kneeling down behind the chairs. And I looked closely. I saw tears rolling down. So he was closing his eyes. I listened to what he was saying. And he was saying, Makada baba 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 baba, Yandaga baba 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 baba, Yandaga. And I listened again. And he started saying, oh Lord, use me for your glory. So when you see people outside who look notorious and look all those out, all they need is the gospel. The gospel will come like it's nothing. But when it enters, it brings the greatest revolution. It changes their life. Changes their life. I share the story of that my boy, who came to school and said he was going to sleep with 500 girls. How many girls? 500 girls. Yes. There are people who have such ambition in life. Very, very disastrous ambition. By the time you are done doing the ambition, you are nowhere to be found again. Yeah. You'll have melted like candle. Yeah. You don't believe it. So he followed one of my daughters to church because he wanted to ask her out. And she was the one singing that day. So he sat down somewhere and palmed himself. Maybe there's somebody here who came because of a fine girl. I was licking his lips. I was doing all those things. Hey. And that girl was worshiping God. And the power of God fell on him. And he was rolling on the floor. Fine boy was rolling on the floor and scattering chairs. And say, oh, Jesus, I love you. Jesus. We didn't know what was happening. It was until after the service. We now knew what was happening. So I called him. I said, come and stay with me in my house for 2 weeks. Yeah. Before you go home for your break, come and stay 2 weeks. So he stayed 2 weeks. Just sharing the word of God. Giving him books to read and everything. So after that experience, he went back home. His father was a pilot. So he said in his house since he's been born, there's never been any morning devotion or any form of devotion. Nobody prays in the house. Nobody goes to church. So he now, for the first time, said, we're going to have devotion. You know, mothers are very quick to respond. Yeah. Yeah. There are many women who wish their husband is a better priest. Yeah. But they have to follow him. Because it's like Nabal. You know. So the woman came out with the daughter. I said, we don't know what our son has gone to receive in school, but let's. And they were singing simple songs. And it was the younger sister that some of the shoulders touched the boy. And the power of God came upon her. And she fell under the anointing and was screaming. The Holy Ghost came upon her. And the mother was confused. And the mother quickly went to carry the girl. What's happening to you? And all that. And as she touched the girl, the power of God came upon her. That was when the father got angry and came out. I said, what nonsense. In my house. Went to pick the wife and say, what is this? As he touched her too, the power of God came upon him also. The gospel is powerful. The entire family went from darkness to light. Because the gospel came in through one person. One time like that, I was going to pray for a girl who had a sickness. So I said, somebody referred me and said, go and meet this person, you're going to be healed. She said, really? She said, she came. And I have my people there. So I said, is he healing you? One said, yes. I said, stand up.
Put your hands up and say, Lord, I receive healing. I laid hands on her. The power of God came upon her. She fell under the anointing and was healed. And one of my boys that was with me said, sir, you mean just like that? We didn't sing any worship song. There was no keyboard. Nothing. You mean the power of God can move just like that? This guy has been a Sunday school teacher for years. I said, yes, just like that. And I'm not even feeling anything, but the power of God is not in feelings. So that girl is healed. And I saw him crying. Can the power of God move just like that? Yes, just like that. Even you may be feeling down, but if the gospel is on your lips, it is powerful. Yes. Listen to me. You don't have to feel like you have any anointing to have it. If the Bible says so, you believe it, that settles it. Do you get what I'm saying? Many of you are still in the very elementary realm, the realm of feelings. The day you feel, you wake up and feel some sparks, you say God is close. God is not in any feeling. It's not the feelings. It's not the feelings. One time on campus like that, a girl said she was sick. I know people have different levels of faith. And I was just standing under a tree, waiting for some of my friends. And the girl was just looking at me from afar. And she said, if she can come and stand where I was standing, she's going to be. I didn't even know why she said that. But I've just said, let me pray for you. But that's what she said. And me that stood there was not, maybe if I was feeling anything, it was hunger. Do you get what I'm saying? I was not feeling anything. Maybe it was hunger I was feeling. And she came and stood at left on that same spot. And the power of God hit her publicly where there was crowd. And she was rolling on the floor. Ah, yes. The power of God is mighty. Yes. Many of you watch those Riyad Bonke crusades. And are we conscious of the power that we gather people from? There's somebody seated in this meeting that the power of God is upon your life. And you are going to gather people from the hands of the earth. Yes. Now, I'm not saying this as a general declaration over you. I'm telling you that there's somebody here. And yes, you are here. And right now, you may not even be doing anything close to ministry. You may even feel even you yourself needs help. You are battling with immorality and all that. Yes, but the hand of God is upon you. Through you, God is going to gather people from the ends of the earth. And the name of Jesus will be proclaimed through you. Yes. One time, Riyad Bonke was going to hold fire conference in a place. And they were having a club beside the place. And he requested to go to the club. He went to the club and requested that the DJ will give him 5 minutes just to talk. And people were dancing, some of them with condom in their pocket. All said, okay, all right. And they listened. By just listening for 5 minutes, they were all implicated. Everyone in that club gave their life to Christ. If only we will believe. If only we will believe. If only we will believe. Listen to me. Listen to me. There's something greater than feelings. It's called awareness. Listen, the presence you feel now, I am aware of what is flowing. I'm telling you, I may not feel anything, but when I pray for you or when I talk to you, I am aware of the weight that is coming. You need to become aware of what you have. If not, you will lose it. The power of God is through the gospel. Are you following what I'm saying? The gospel is the power of God. One time like that, we're in NYC camp. This girl scattered the camp. Some boys were going to have a birthday. So they just invited her because she's a fine girl. They made a mistake. I said, they're going to have at Mami Market, going to sit down and drink and eat suya. And for one of their G's, their friend was having his birthday. So they called the girl. And she also went there and sat with them. You know. And before they start doing all those things, she said, just 5 minutes of prayer for celebrant. Will that be too much? Or they didn't know.
So she started the 5 minutes of prayer. And Father, we thank you for our celebrant. We thank you. We give you praise. Because we know today a new beginning starts in his life. Randeg, and like everyone that sat to drink that beer were baptized in the Holy Ghost. By the time, I'm telling, this girl was my assistant, my assistant state prayer court. So, are you following what I'm saying? By the time she was done, nobody could drink any alcohol. The power of God had hit that place. A mighty, if only you will know, your greatest asset is not your beauty, you are Christ. When you walk on the street, do you know who is walking? It is the kingdom of God on two legs. It is the kingdom of God on two legs. If you enter into a family, the activity of devil is sacked. Yes, the gospel has come. The light has come. Yes, that is what we have. That is who we are. Do you believe it? The gospel is the power of God. There are many African nations. And let me tell you this. I'm going to give you prophecies. God is going to be exporting many of you into many nations. Yes. Yes. You will get there. And things are going to turn upside down. The entire nation. The entire nation. The entire nation. Listen to me. In Ghana, they told Pastor Chris Akilume, if you are going to come hold any meeting, we need 3 months notice. Because the entire nation will be shut down. People have come with the gospel. With the gospel. The greatest power in the universe backs up the message of the gospel. So many of you are going to be exported to many nations. Yes. Because those nations might have brought the gospel to us. Now they are dying. And there's a need for us to go back with the gospel. Yes. There is a mighty bank of resources that is open to us, people that sponsor the gospel. Yes. You think you are going to do God's work and be lacking resources to do God's work and be broke? Never! You won't even know where it is coming from. Because the greatest power in the universe is behind the gospel of Christ. Oh yes. Oh yes. Even if a child decides to carry the message of the gospel, that child will be empowered. That person will be empowered. It's going to be empowered. Oh yes. Sit down for a minute. And lift your hand. Say, I know it. Ah, you didn't say it well. I recognize it. That the greatest power in the universe is at work in me. Oh yes. Oh yes. The message of the gospel. Many of you are going to enter into clubs. And that's the final day of the operation. Have you seen people that will just set their eyes on a man of God and be convicted? Yes. Just be convicted. Just be convicted. Say, I cannot keep living my life like this. See, don't let the devil get you busy with mundane things. Don't let him get you busy with the flesh. You are made for much more. You are made for much more. You are made for much more. You are bigger than what you think you are. Let me ask you a question. Why is it that God has trusted you with those problems you think you are going through? Because by the time you emerge, you come out as a burning and a shining light. Oh, yes. It is not when you now become big that you are big. You are already big now. Yes, because there is no tomorrow in God's calendar. Everything is now. Now, can you see the future? I said, can you see the future? You are not going to remain like this for life. And I see there are many of you seated, hanging in different places in the auditorium. Nobody knows you. You are not even holding microphone. But the power is already in you. Yes. And is waiting for a time to explode. Yes. Yes. Before God blessed me with a car, when I climb bike and I enter the bike of a born-again Christian, I always know it. I don't even know what I'm talking about. The presence. Does the bike man know? No. But that power is there. You don't have to feel it to know that it is there. The power of the gospel. This generation is going to see nations turned upside down for Christ. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? You know, sometimes I ask myself that how did Peter preach to 2,000 people without microphone?
Many of those things are miracles. You don't know? Mighty miracles. They will not even know. What was the force that was echoing and amplifying the voice? In Luke 4, Bible says that the fame of Jesus was noised abroad. Was it by Facebook or by Twitter? By what technology? I see the harvest of nations. Ah, yes. You don't believe it? Do you believe it? I say again, I see the harvest of nations. I see the harvest of nations. Ah. God wants every man saved and come to the knowledge of this truth. He wants everybody saved. Listen to me. It is a lot. I was listening to Healing Streams by Pastor Chris Akilome, and they print billions of Rhapsody of Reality monthly. I mean, quarterly as the case may be. Billions. Once your burden is about the gospel, you will have access to resources beyond you. See, all these things you are pursuing, you just pursue them for life. Pursuing money for clothes, money for shoes, money for food, money for rent. That is the level you want to stay. But once your passion is about the gospel. Hey, you are going to see supply. Are you following what I'm saying? From today, make this your primary burden. Make this your primary desire. The gospel. Say it again, the gospel. Look at that Romans 1:16. We're going to shout it together. Romans chapter number 1, verse 16. Romans 1:16. 1, 2, 3, go. Yes. Are you ashamed of the gospel? Yes. That's the greatest miracle. Somebody, listen, look at it. Somebody is about to die on sick bed, and you meet the person and say, can I introduce Jesus to you? And in that instance, the fellow has shifted from hell to heaven. The same heaven all of us are going to. That's how powerful this message is. Anybody who can feel pain must be given the privilege to experience the gospel. Because hell was designed for the devil and for his angels. Not for believers. Not for the church. Let everything you do be about the gospel. Let everything you do be about... Now, listen to me. Because I'm still going into systemic approach to the gospel. I'm going there. Alright? But what I'm saying is that let everything you do be with the gospel in mind. In mind. Do you get what I'm saying? In what? In mind. One time like that, because of the situation I was going through in my life, I had to be selling noodles by the roadside. Yes. So I wear my apron. So if you feel your life is going low and all that, I have many stories to tell you. So I wear my apron, and around this time, I would have set my table. So I'll come out and I'll sell noodles for them. People who are buying noodles. And I was just wearing my apron. And one time, somebody will come and sit down to eat noodles. And the fellow, I'll sit down beside the person, and the fellow will begin to cry. Yes. Yeah, many cultists were coming to eat noodles and confess. One boy came one time, and he was eating, he was crying. He said, he's tired of this life. I said, what happened to you? Do you think it is normal people come to you and they want to just explain their situation? There is an anointing upon your life you don't even know. It is compelling them to speak up. So when they come, don't say, ha, I'm a child. Jeremiah said that you heard the answer. There is no other answer coming. Take responsibility early. Do you get what I'm saying? Take responsibility early. And one time, one guy came and he said, they sent him to go and take a hit. Do a hit. I don't know how they put that. He said, but the guy escaped. So he went to his house and killed everybody. He said, that's why he ran. Because they are looking for him. Oh, yes, I drew him closer. I said, nothing is going to happen to you.
And I said, but you need to accept Jesus. And I showed them scripture. He knelt down. He dropped his plate of Indomie beside. And he knelt down. And I prayed for him. And also got him baptized in the Holy Ghost. Yes. The gospel is the power of God. Yes. This message is powerful. So, according to that scripture I showed you, that Luke 10 verse 2. Luke chapter number 10 verse 2. The Holy Ghost is interested in the harvest of nations. See, don't let anything intimidate you. God is going to use you for the harvest of nations. Now look at the way you are saying amen. I said again, God is going to use you for the harvest of nations. I'm saying again, God is going to use you for the harvest of nations. See, this thing we are calling influence, I don't even know how it works. But I know that it is by the power of the Holy Spirit. I was in my house. I remember I slept, then I woke up on the chair. Then I laid down. And the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, I am bringing you into the apostolic stream in your own generation. And I said, how? Nobody knows me and anything I'm doing. By nature, I'm not a loud person. So how can anybody know mainstream apostolic work in my generation? Well, I believe it. I just wrote it down. That the Lord said this, so and so date. Lord, you said it, I believe it. Yes. But I didn't know a power backed it up. After then, I just sat down and I remembered an event that took place. One village outreach we went for. The Bale called me and said, there's no way you guys can preach here. He said, but there's somebody in this village that has been sick. If the message you have brought is powerful, then come and pray for the person. Very real life. That happened to me. So I said, all right. Take me to the person. So he sat down. He said, somebody else should take me there. So I called my people. I said, let's get down and be praying. This is what this man has said. So we are not going to be able to do anything. So they took me to the person. And as I approached the hut, I saw there was no window. I felt no problem. So I got inside. And I saw somebody laying down. Cried. When you see him, you know death is around the corner for this man. And was looking hopeless. Cried. And when the man wants to cough, he will have to lift himself from the bed. Cough. Ah. I said, whatever it is, this thing is contagious. So I said, I'm going to pray for him. But I was going to hold my breath. So I'm going to pray for him. And then the Lord spoke to me. He said, pick him up. Eh? He said, pick him up. So I picked him up. And I felt I was just going to hold him like this. In the name of Jesus, be healed. I was still trying to hold my breath. Anytime he coughs, I'll hold it for some seconds. And he said, embrace him. What? If you believe the power to make him whole is in you, that same power should be able to defend you. Because the Lord was schooling me. So he said, embracing me. And I embraced him. Now I had no choice. I've spent enough time there. I can't hold my breath. See, if it's something contagious, we're in trouble. God, you either heal this man or me too, I'm in trouble. Sometimes you are going to get to such corners for real power to flow. And I held the man. And I saw it was my strength that was holding him. He couldn't stand. He was very frail. And while I was closing my eyes, at some point I noticed he was standing by himself. It was no longer my strength. He was standing by himself. He was standing by himself. And I saw his body was vibrating. It was doing like this. It was doing. They said he's been there for how many years? Can't remember. I think about 12 years.
And he has never come down for another 7 years. He's not come down. Come out. By the time I saw he was standing, so I held his hand. Both of us. Nobody entered the hut with us. We were walking around the room. As I drew his hands, then I didn't even know he had not come out for that long. Because when we came out and I found out, as we came out of that place together, everybody screamed and we're on the floor. We did not have to preach. They all accepted Jesus then. No, but no message. The ballet of that place was on the floor. He was rolling with his wrapper and was shedding tears. And the man was healed. The man was healed. Anywhere the gospel is preached, the Spirit of God is always there to confirm it, bearing witness with the message. That's what the healing anointing is for. Yeah. That's what it is for. Bearing witness. That was the message I shared. And boom. That's how I got myself to where I am. Like this. So I saw that when God look in your direction, anything you do will make a noise. And it is not about the noise. Don't get carried away. It is to the end that you can become a conduit pipe for the gospel. That's why anything anybody is saying, oh, Apostle Lazarus, he doesn't get at me. Because for this purpose have I been raised. That the Son of God will be made manifest to me. So I understand that reality. Are you following what I'm saying here? That healing anointing is coming upon many of you tonight. Yes. One time, you were there. You were there. One time like that, we went to a place for an outreach. And then for a village outreach, the man, the ballet called us and said, you see, rain has fallen everywhere else. It has not. You were there. Yeah. Were you in that meeting? Say, rain has not fallen in this our village. But pray that this, your God that you have brought, will make rain fall. I said, sir, go back inside. Because it is going to rain today. It is going to rain today. So I said, go back inside. I told my people, let's pray. And then, let's arrange for this crusade. As everybody went inside, in less than 1 hour, the cloud changed. And rain began to fall. And the entire village, so when we say, come out now. Everybody rushed out. This sign shall follow them that believe. These signs. Something follows us when we are ready to preach the gospel. Ah, you don't believe it? I say something follows us. Power follows us. Look at it. Matthew 28 from verse 18. Matthew 28 from verse 18. Oh, yes. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Yes? Verse 19 now. What did he say? Go ye therefore. What are you going with? With all power. Yes. I said you are going with all power.
Yes, sir.
I say again, you are going with all power.
Yes, sir.
Power to raise the dead. Yes. You know, I was speaking to one of my old spiritual daughter over the weekend. And she's been sick. And she said to me, when she said this statement to me, I broke down in tears. She said, you know that she's going to come here to share her testimony one of these days. So you know I was dead. You are the one that God used to bring me back to life. Yes. Many times I get calls from people, they are on oxygen. I tell them tonight they will take away that oxygen. It doesn't fail. By what power am I saying it? By the power of the gospel. By that power. I watched healing stream and I saw all the wheelchairs and all the stretchers that were brought forward. Everybody got up. Not one person was left. Not like this one. God does not want to heal this one. Everyone got up. Stretcher, cancer. There was even one boy that his case was popular already on Twitter. They sent another news again. He was healed at that healing stream. Everybody said, by what power is this? You are going to see this happen through you. Oh, yes. You don't believe it? You don't believe it? Yes. One time like that, I was watching Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. And it was a stadium meeting. And I was going to pray for one 16-year-old boy who had never walked all his life. So even me, when I was watching that video, I said, this boy is not going to walk. Because there's nothing that looked like what you can believe God for. There's no sign of faith. You know, the leg was so dry. Dried and twisted. And he stood, come and sit down here. Sit down here. Bring the chair. Yeah, face me with the chair. Face me. So the boy, sit down on the chair. The boy sat down like he's been on wheelchair. And he stood before the boy and he did his own leg like this and touched his leg. He didn't even lay hands, did his own leg like this, touch it. The boy's leg was dried and twisted. He did like this, do like this, look at the boy. Told the boy to be looking at his eyes, did like this, and said, get up. And that boy got up with that tiny legs and began to leap and walk about and run about. By what power are we doing this? The power of the gospel. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. God spoke to me today and he said he wants to raise a new breed of healing ministers. So I'm going to pray for you. You don't have to feel whether there's power. There's power here. Yes. And for those of you who are interested, I'm going to stretch my hands. Whether you are online or on site, or you are listening to this message, I ask that in this place, the power of God is going to eat as many as are desirous. That the healing anointing to do unusual miracles, the working of miracles, the power to work miracles. Right now, let it rest upon heads. Upon heads all over this place. Touch. Yes, it's released already. Yes, it's released. It's released. Yes, let me bring them out. The power of God is going to heal people. Working of miracles. Yes. Yes. Healing anointing for nations. Yes. People are going to pack stadiums. Oh yes, bring them out all over this place. Oh yes, oh yes, bring them out. Oh yes, walking up miracles, walking up miracles. Oh yes, oh yes. What you see, you receive. What you see, you receive. The power and the anointing of God is upon you to do supernatural things. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh reke bala kate bokum brevida katesh. Yes, it's still moving, it's still moving. I see in Ife church. Yes, there's a young man with blue shirt. I can see you. Power. Oh yes. Oh yes. Rende kabala katika brafadi shedish. I see mighty power moving to people. Men are marked for the healing of nations. For the healing of nations, marked. Yes. Oh, yes. Now, lift your hands, everybody, where you are standing. Oh, shaking erokosh. Oh, yes. All over the world, your spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord.
As the waters cover the sea,
solemnly.
All over the world, your spirit is moving.
The harvest of nation is ripe. Yes. The harvest of nation is ripe. The harvest of nations is ripe. The harvest of nations is ripe. Oh, yes.
For the glory of the Lord.
As the waters
come.
Oh yes.
The harvest of nation is ripe. The harvest of nation is ripe. The harvest of nation is ripe.
As the prophet said it to be.
Hey.
All over the world. There's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters
surround the sea. Ali, ali, oh. Ali, oh. Ali, oh.
Ali, ali, oh.
Church to become a tabernacle of grace. Kings to be born, for the mantles to return, for the church to become tabernacle of faith. Say, yeah, yeah. The kings to be born, for the mantles to return, for the kings to be born, for the mantles to return, for the kings to be born, for the mantles to return, for the kings to be born, for the mantles to return, halli, halli, again. Revival is rising in the church once again.
Oh, yeah.
The poor us are rising in this place.
Oh, yeah.
Once again. Mordecai us are rising in the house once again. For the kings to be born, for the mantles to return, for the kings to be born, for the mantles to return, for the kings to be born, for the mantles to return, for the kings to be born, for the mantles to return, for the kings to be born. I see the mantles will return.
Yeah. Those of you on the altar, stretch out your hands. Come and help them. No, stand. I ask that a new manifestation of unction and power begins from tonight. Fresh mantle for end time harvest. Sit. Yeah, it's a new manifestation of grace. Rest upon your lives and your ministry from today. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. The Lord said, I can't wait to manifest through you and break out my spirit through you. I have been waiting for you for us to partner together in the harvest of nations. Oh yes. Oh, rakate, rakate, ashante, rakate. Renle keberun de krebita, shale krabita. Oh, you have been raised for such a time as this. Don't be intimidated by the darkness that covers the earth or gross darkness the people. For the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon thee, and his light shall arise upon you, says the Lord. This is the generation of the harvest of nations. Oh yes. Oh, rakate roko shende roko fredish. Rende kabala te krende roste fredish. There's mighty supply. Men have been equipped for the cause of the gospel. Oh yes. 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 Amen. Those of you in front, stand up. Those of you who are also on your seat, please stand up. Help me take them up. Help me take them up. Yeah. Yes. Something definite has rested upon you tonight. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Come closer. Come closer. Come closer. I stretch my hands towards all of you. And I decree from tonight, new manifestations of the Spirit. Some of you are going to leave this place with definite burden and passion to advance the gospel in new dimensions, definite burdens and passions to advance the gospel in new dimensions. Yeah, definite burdens and passions. Oh yes, in new dimensions. Something is coming upon you as signs are coming in new dimensions. Yes, you are a very special vessel in the hands of God. Yeah, bring him. Bring him. Yeah. The Lord is going to use you mightily for systemic operations. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Rande kabat. Oh, Suferbina Shati Bahara Tiai. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Power of the Holy Ghost. Systemic oppression. New oppressions of the Spirit. Oh, yes. It is coming definitely upon you. Yes. And it represents Jesus. He carries glory. Even to the ends of the earth. Yeah. Even to the ends of the earth. Oh yes, even you too as an usher. Yes, even to the ends of the earth. Yeah, Pastor, it doesn't matter. Yes, new operations of the Spirit. Oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes. There's enough, more than enough to go around. Yes. Oh yes, Father will give you praise. Oh, Fidi Krahan de Kila Bahita Fradish Rende Kapala Tika Rande Raita Bita. Oh yes. Yes. The harvest of the nation is ripe. You must see beyond what you're doing. Pastor, my welcome. Yes. You know, the Lord spoke to me and he told me, you know, he's taking you into mainstream apostolic work. Please stand up. Stand up. Yeah, it's mainstream apostolic work. And he says, don't be afraid of what looks like nothing. Yes. He said, I will cause the wind to blow. I will gather you and gather nations for you. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, oh yes. There's an anointing to gather people. Yes, it follows you from today. Oh yes. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. Is anyone here saying, Lord, here I am. Use me. Use me. Use me to advance the gospel. Yeah, that's the only thing that matters. That's the only thing that matters. Use me to advance the gospel.
Oh yes. Is there anyone crying like that? And say, Jesus, use me. Pour your anointing upon my life. Yes, the resources. To be busy about the gospel. Pour the resources upon me. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. The resources, everything required. Oh yes. The anointing for it, the burden for souls. Yes. For some of you, God has told you things, but fear will not allow you. I say, no, not again. Not again. But not again. Not again. We'll give you praise, Father. Is there anyone making a new commitment to advance the cause of the gospel? I say, this is one thing I will always do in my life. I will not live for myself alone, but for the cause of the gospel. Yes. Yes. We'll give you praise, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Father, I ask all over this place, those connected to this meeting from different nations, yes, from different parts of this country, different countries in Africa, from different continents, I ask right now that the power of the gospel begin to manifest through everyone. From today, you will have passion towards advancing the cause of the gospel. You will have burdens towards advancing the cause of the gospel. I rebuke every spirit that is wasting your time. I rebuke every spirit trying to waste your essence. I rebuke every spirit trying to get you into trouble. Every spirit trying to turn your back against God. I rebuke them. And I decree from today, you stand strong to advance the cause of the gospel. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Why not let's give the Lord a big, big hand. Oh yes. Is that how you rejoice? Yes.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account's details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.